Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Good evening. Yes, you're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. It is Finding Out Friday with Aunt G. And you know I'm going to put that disclaimer out there because I haven't spoke with Aunt G, and you know she loves you, but you know she's going to bring it to you, whatever she found out. We're going to hear about it. But before we get going, you know the people we are close to are important. We should treat them as treasures. When dealing with others, we should always be sincere and polite. Nothing is stronger than sincerity. I've made many friends around the world and made them all with the same sincerity. A relationship built with sincerity will never be destroyed, but relationships built by means of tactics and scheming always collapse in the end. So we don't want to do that. And you know I got something to tell you. We got to get those relationships built with that pen and pencil, with that balance sheet, because it's going to be change time. We must make the changes that we have to make to get out there and change what we need to change. And fill out your census forms, okay? I'm not going to ever, ever give up until that bell rings on November 3rd, where we have had a successful campaign for all those that are running out there, because we need a change. We had Grace Shrew on last night, and Grace Yu is running for city councilwoman, and Grace needs to be in that seat because she's that type of lady that's going to make it happen. So on that note, I want to see if Aunt G is on the line with us this evening. Aunt G, are you with us this evening?
Absolutely. How y'all, everybody, how you doing?
Hey, Aunt G, I know you had a phenomenal Friday. How's it going?
Well, it's good to be able to breathe. It's good to be able to share and be aware of things that's going on in this time that we're living in. And one of the main things that I feel so passionate about, that I have to share, and it's important to share. And everyone, once I share this with you, try to share this that I'm about to say with yourself, your family, your friends, your mates, your children. Because what I'm about to share with you is love. Love is learning. Because if you're going through life without learning or putting yourself in a position to learn something about yourself, someone else, something else, then you're going to find yourself in a place where you're lost. And love is learning. So we have to pay attention to what we're going through now and what we're going to be going through in the near future. Love is obedient. Love is outstanding. Love is obedient to yourself. Because we have to learn that we have to apply self-discipline to ourselves. Sometimes we forget. And which causes us sometimes in certain situations and things, to cause us to get out of line. We don't want to get out of line this time that we're living in. And we want to work hard on ourselves to be obedient. Be obedient to your surroundings. Be obedient to directions that's going to save your life and the life of your loved ones. Be obedient to putting yourself in a place where if it's an obedient behavior that you have learned through time, that's not necessarily obedience or there in that line of obedience, standing, put that on your checkout list and work on checking that out because it's not a part of love. Mm-hmm. Love is a victorious and vibrant, you see. You know when you've been through a love situation around someone that is about love, it makes you feel loved. Because when you are away from that person, you can just hear their voice or just think of a memory and out pops the light of vibrance, the sprinkle of victoriousness. When you feel victorious, when you won something, whether it's a contest, whether it's a game, whether it's just a personal goal that you're victorious in, or that you gave the perfect gift and victoriously put shine on someone else. That's part of love, you see. So those are the things that you want to find yourself in, situations and people that's going to give you vibrant, victorious feeling and electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Love is electricity, and it is elevating. Elevating because you want to elevate. You see, love puts you up above, you see. When I think of love, love is very elevating because it brings you up and out of situations. Love can also put you in and pull you through any given situation. Along the way, you're going to learn, okay? So you can't learn if you're not obedient. If you're not learning and you're not obedient, you're not going to be victorious or vibracious. And you're definitely not going to be elevating yourself or no one else. So if you're going to check yourself and think about, is the situation that I'm in, is it loving? Is the people that I'm around, are they loving? Does they fit in any of this area or all four of those points of L-O-V-E? Spell that out for you. Then perhaps you need to put it on your checkout list. Because love should be building, should be uplifting, should be joyous. We have joyful tears from love, you see. And it's important to know that every and each and everything that you do to your ability to inculcate and wrap love around it. so that people know when they open up your gifts, when they read your cards, when they get a phone call from you, and they see you on their caller ID, they're not going, oh, my God, not that person again. And you'd be surprised what names people put in their phone for you, too. Oh, so-and-so is calling. Mm. Well, wonder what, though, you know, that I was having a good day, so that happened. Well, you can continue to have a good day. Because, see, it's a disservice if someone's calling you that you are connected to some kind of way that you're aware of that's going to call you from time to time, that's in your space and in your face. And being loving, learning, obedient, vivacious, vibrant, or elevated by this person, you need to write them a letter.
Say, write them a letter, NG.
Why? Write them a letter if you can't tell them. Write them a letter. The reason why I say write before I say talk, let me tell you why. Because when you write, you think.
Mm-hmm.
When you're thinking, you're going to write those feelings down. Because sometimes, you know, you might think it might be easy. Oh, I can talk to her. You see, you can talk to her or him until they hear something that might be one of these things, but they're not ready to hear it. So if you write it, see, sometimes people tend to take it a little bit more on a different level. Mm. And it's written down so you know they're feeling this. Because they have to think about it, you see.
Right.
That's just like when you're going down for murder. There's all kind of different levels of murder. But let me tell you, go down the hardest for premeditated murder, you see. Because you do longer time, too, because you thought it out. What you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and who you're going to do it to. And you knew which games you're going to have to play and what players you need to put which where to get what you need to get and proceed with what you proceeded to do. You see, and that's where love comes in, too, you see. Because, see, you're going to have to know which way you're going to go, how you want to go, before. But, see, there's no guarantee. That's why love is the biggest, and the most important in our words that we have learned from, or hopefully you've learned from your forefathers, parents, and going to church and reading the Bible. You see, love is the greatest of all things, love, you see. And why is love so great? Love is so great because you find yourself doing amazing things, being put in amazing places, doing stuff that you thought you outthought yourself of doing. But somebody saw that you could do this in you, you see. Because sometimes when we don't see self-love, someone else got their eye on you and they tap you on the shoulder and go, you can do that. There was someone on the news today. He was in one of the, you know, middle to the lower ends of a neighborhood. And he, you know, he didn't have many mentors growing up. But he had that one person that said, you can do this. You think you can? I'm almost certain you can. You can do this. And because he was a minority, he was a black young man. And, you know, he didn't have that in his family. We want, you know, hey, you can be a doctor. You know, he is a surgeon because of that one person that just said, hey, I think you can do this. Yeah, you should go ahead and push yourself. Even though doors are closing for his internship, nobody wanted to give it to him. But he kept on and kept on and kept on. He got that internship. Proud plate on his door, says doctor. You see, you have to, you know, wonder sometimes, you know, can I flip the coin today and be on a more positive tip and give out some of this L-O-V-E?
Mm-hmm.
Open my door to receive some L-O-V-E. Because, see, if more people would open their minds and open their hearts, L-O-V-E is a rescue. L-O-V-E is why we have a chance for life to turn, this earth that we live on, to turn around and be peaceful and not have all this shooting and carjacking and all, you know, these things that people are doing is terrible, causing people to die or get hurt or be traumatized behind. Illnesses,
right.
Pandemics, you know.
Right.
You see, we want to see, you know, we can turn this around, y'all. We already got hurricanes and earthquakes. You see, we already got that. We got bumblebees, you know. We got things. We got animals, wild ones. Coyotes running around whenever they want to. Bears just randomly knocking on your door, jumping in your pool. We have, you know, nature that's around, you know. It's around. We got things. Things. Wasps. We got things that bite you. Mosquito season, you see. Bug off. You know, think of bug off now. You know, we have to think. There's so much we got to think of to even just get through day to day.
Mm-hmm.
You see. Forgiveness is one of the biggest parts of love. If you can find it in your heart to forgive someone that you don't see eye to eye, you know, and it wasn't that big of a deal, you know, you know what? I love you more than that. I love you way more than that. To let you go or to let you no longer be in my life.
Right.
Because, see, right now is not a time to be shutting doors. We've lived several years with that are in these locations with respirators trying to hold on to their breathing. You see, so they can come back home to you. Some of them make it back home, some of them don't, whether it's COVID-related or not. We have to be more careful, more mindful of how we're treating others, you see, because we still got that bug called karma bouncing around.
Shit, you see? It is real, okay?
You can stop. You can stop it. Anything that you say, oh, I grew up, this is the way, well, all the darkness that you grew up around don't have to continue.
Mm-hmm.
I was beat, so I'm going to beat mine. You don't have to
right.
do that.
No.
You don't have to do that. You can talk. You can talk, you see. You can talk to the children. You can take things away from a child. You can reason and show through example, you know, to grown people. Children, you see, we don't have to burn people, you know. We don't have to poison them. We don't have to do all these terrible things that people are doing to others in our families, to other people's families. We don't have to do that. Because, see, you ever heard the verbiage, you kill them with kindness? You see, if you can kill darkness by kindness, darkness can't exist around bright light.
No, it can't. You're right.
So, L-O-V-E. I challenge everybody. L-O-V-E. You can write those letters down long ways and write different words. Change some of the words I've used. Just make sure they're positive, because that's what love is, representing positivity. You don't know how long you have to breathe. Be appreciative. Let those who made it possible for you to breathe to know it.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you called your auntie that helped raise you, or your uncle,
mm-hmm.
or that cousin that's older than you, or that sister or that brother that took a whooping for you, or covered up for you, looked out for you, when you were down in your dump, lifted you up, or your pocket was empty, and something in there for you so you could eat and not be hungry, or directed you to programs and helped you sign up so that you wouldn't be hungry or homeless? When was that? When was that time when you said, you know what, you know, I mean, just, you know, hey, let me just take something over to so-and-so. If you can't do takeover, guess what? The mail does still run at this current moment in time. So let's mail some wonderful things of love to our loved ones and friends. You see, if it's a beef that you're beefing, well, it ain't beefing. Because, see, beef is for you to eat. And if you're not nourishing yourself and doing something positive to your life, well, it's not going to leave a very good legacy. And like I said, there's more things going on now that's going to take you out. So if you want to leave a legacy, you see, where people won't be going to your services going, that's a lie. That's a lie.
They be lying on
that's
you when you're in that
mother, cast. Mother, no, that's a lie. I ain't sitting here listening to a bunch of lies. I'll tell you how they really were. you see, because you know there's some people that always come, always know like
you're
you really are, how you really were. But, you know, people always want to say the positive. Yeah, you want to dwell on the positive because guess what? The negative, the badness, they pay for with their life. So, see, that's where that forgiveness comes from. People don't realize that. That's when you forgive them. You forgive them before they hit there.
Yeah.
You see, you should. You want to reach out to them so that your peace, you see, you want to remove the darkness that bled over. You see, you know, I don't want that. I don't want to be that person. I want to become that person.
Mm-hmm.
I want love surrounding me. I want positivity in my circle. I want doors to just flop open. Anywhere I open, ba-bam, you know. I've even walked in some doors and they're like, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
You must be. You, are you so-and-so? Can I have your autograph? They
mm-hmm.
think I'm famous.
You are
know?
Famous.
And I know I'm famous. Yeah, I am famous. And I sure do tell them, too. Yeah, you want a selfie? Shoot, that selfie might get you some money down the road, baby. And then I drop a little dollar on them, let them laugh a little bit or let them smile on something. You know what I'm saying? You see, because I have a mask that says love, L-O-V-E.
That's true.
I love wearing that mask. The little girl surprised her family, apparently, you know, because they're not in school and whatnot.
Right.
Apparently she has a problem with either dyslexia or reading of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And the little girl, you know, I've complimented her already and, you know, said, you know, your bow looks beautiful. You look nice in your outfit. You know, sweet little girl you are. And she looked up. And she said, I like your love on your mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mother and the grandmother, oh, you read that? Woo! Mm-hmm. You read that. L-O-V-E is love. You read that.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was a learning moment. See, we put positive things on our mask, positive message on our shirts, on our jacket. You see, we can maybe help. Pass that on to the little one, you see. So maybe that baby says, love. Yeah, love means wearing a mask. Yeah, love means, you know, thinking about love. What else can I do or say that's loving? You see, we don't know what seeds you can plant, but just putting a smile on somebody else's face.
That's it. Because that's all you need to do.
You put a smile, you get a smile. If you ever smiled at a baby and they didn't smile, it's because they was wet.
That's true.
Or they had something else in their pamper. They was hungry or something. The babies will smile when they ain't full of crap. Babies will
You're
smile
right.
if they're not hungry. You know, they'll play pickaboo with them, and then you can change their mind. They're crying. You play pickaboo, they start laughing instantly. Why? Because that is a universal game that makes everybody laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You can even do it to an adult. You see them frowning and be like, you get them in the eye, they're looking over at you, and you just go, pop out, and you smile. I throw a thumbs up, you know. It's like whatever's heavy on your heart, it's not going to stay there.
No.
Remember that those muscles on your face can actually smile.
Yes.
So when you're ready, just know that. You're going to get through this, and then your smiles will return. So they know, it's, you know, help them to remember it's temporary. Whatever they're thinking so deep about, you know, you'd be surprised. And this happened. This is the last thing. This is one thing I'm gonna finish wrap up about under the premise of love. I saved someone's life one day, and
okay.
I didn't even know it at first. Because, you know, I was having an okay so day, and this person just looked very. It was, I don't know. My energy was drawn to this person. Maybe I was being directed. I don't know. But I was drawn to this young man, and I just started talking to him. I was just, then I shared with him something that happened to me that day and was silly, you know, and he went from a frown to just a plain expression, and then I just kept talking to him, and then I was, you know, and I said, you know, you remind me of somebody. You remind me of somebody that was very, very kind
mm-hmm.
and sweet and humble and mm-hmm. smart. And the person that you remind me of is still inside you. And if you just were set aside, maybe it's whatever that man, that manly, whatever feeling, that macho, that ego, that whatever you want to call it, if you get behind that portion, that wall that you have built up inside you, and dig that person out and embrace that person and forgive that person and move over whatever it is you're trying to get through, just move over it, or just even set it aside and let God deal with it, you're going to be all right. You'll be much more happy. And maybe next time I run into you, I'll tell you how beautiful and bright that smile you have, you hiding, you keeping from it behind those lips, a frown that you put in front of you.
Right.
And you pause for a minute. And he said to me, he said, "Lady, I don't know why you said the things you said to me. I don't know who told you. I don't even know if you know anybody that I know, or I don't know why you said what you said. But it made me rethink something I was going to do. And I'm going to tell you what that is." I said, "Well, what is it?" He said, "What I will say is that you saved somebody's life today."
Okay.
And I said, "Well, that's good. And I think you might have saved two." And I just got so touched. I said, "Young man, if it's okay with you, can I give you a hug?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Wow, I've probably been needing to hear that for a long time. I would love that, and I ain't gonna be. I put my arms out. You don't even have to. You know. I won't disrespect you or anything." And I said, "You would be disrespecting me if you don't put at least one of your arms back. If you don't feel like putting both, now even you put one arm around like me, you know, because he was. I know he could have. You know, he could have crushed me." And I thought, I was thankful that he gave me that disclaimer, but, you know, I gave him a nice embrace. And we went on our way. So I said that to say, you know, you never know whose life you may be saving.
That's true.
Could be your own, you see. And you have to just try to, you know, just go step on faith, step on the mind of peace, step on the premise of unity. Anything you do, anything you want to be about and you want to pass on to someone else, let it be a torch full of love, joy, peace,
yes,
forgiveness, understanding. Even if you don't understand something, you know, try to think the positive out of it. Even if it don't make sense, even if it, you know, yeah, I'm mad. Yeah, so, okay, I'm upset. Okay, you know, well. Okay, even if somebody tells you they're done with being your friend or done with the relationship. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So now I know where we at. And the second you do that, you see, don't fight. Don't try to make. Okay. You're done. That's a good thing you're done. Because, see, the next line of education I'm going to go this way now. But you know what? Thank you for all the things that we've been through, the history. If it's history there, thank you. Good, bad, ugly, and indifferent, because I'm a better person. Because
totally.
Of the time that we was in my life. And move on. Because, see, if you sit there and then you start blaming yourself. I don't know why they hit me inside my head. Caused that. No. Nobody has the right to hit you upside your head. You know, no, nobody. Your kid, nobody. Not even a dog has the right to jump up and bite you in the face.
No, you're right. I agree with you on that, Angie.
You know,
boundaries.
So it's like, you know, you got to make sure you're moving these things away. You're moving them away, and you can.
And
do
you
it.
Have to recognize them and move them.
You can do it. Recognize, yes, but you can do it. Everything you do, whether it's business, whether
yes.
it's management, leadership,
yes.
everything
yes.
is L-O-V-E. Everything.
That's it.
You're breathing. Because you're breathing the air that you cannot see because of L-O-V-E.
That's true. I'm a believer in that.
You see, the power of what you can't see
mm-hmm.
that is good is way stronger than the darkness that you do feel.
Totally. It's around you. And I'm not cutting you off, but when you spoke of talking to a young man and then as mm-hmm. I will say, you know, when you're praised highly by others, one feels that
mm-hmm.
there is no hardship that one cannot bear. Such is the courage that
mm-hmm.
springs from words of praise. So we don't have to be praised. We don't live off of praise. But it's always good
mm-hmm.
to praise and admire. And just like you told the young man, whatever. And people don't understand that. And if you're the type of individual that does that, you continue to do that. Because, see, that's you. You have persons that will, why do you do this and why do you do that? Because I pray every day to keep my heart soft and to not let it freeze.
Yeah.
And the thing that keeps it soft is love. First of all, you have to love yourself. See, once you love you, you understand loving everybody else. Because we're all connected in here together. Now, those who don't recognize the love, or those who've never been loved, or those who don't appreciate the love, it's okay. You
mm-hmm.
cannot stop being who you are. You can love at a distance, as we always talk about that. You know, you don't have to see a person. You can always send that good energy out there. See, we're all energy. We're like in the cosmos out here. We can't see it, but it's everything moving around us, and especially this COVID-19. That's the energy, too. So you can't see it, but you know it's there. Same thing about life and love. The darkness you might not be able to see, but when somebody makes you feel bad, or they attempt to bring you down, it is up to you to flash back on that love and pop back up like that Pillsbury buoy in the ocean. Just knock it over and it just pops right on back up, because you must keep going because you understand the power of love. And what you understand more so is the power of your love. See, everybody looks at love a different way. And we only know our power and what our love and what type of love we put out there. So this has been a very educational Find It Out Friday. I knew you had something up your sleeve. But this one here is like, you know, letting us really sit back and think about what we're actually here to do. And as you say, love
mm-hmm.
overrules hate. It's a lot of wickedness out here. It's a wicked spirit at this time. But with that love and with us loving each other and caring for each other and looking out for each other and uplifting each other, we'll all get through this, okay? We'll all get through it. Smiling through those masks, it works because you can see the smile in the eyes. You know, you nod your head and you'll see them nod their head back, or you walk across a person that's got his head down and you know he got a lot on their mind. You pass them and say, how you doing today? And they'll stop and speak because they're so far out there or traveling out that, you know, you want to pull them back because you can feel them. So you walk to that young man to save his life and whoever else he was thinking about taking with him, you did a good thing. But if you were all bogged down and angry and carrying a heavy luggage, you wouldn't have never saw that in him. So keep up the good work, Angie. That's what we do here. You know, we help navigate people into their greatness. And we have one stipulation. Once you step into your greatness, you take others with you. See, you can't be great by yourself.
Absolutely.
It takes all of us here. So it's like to really have this close of the week, this real informative Friday, you know, to really give us something to think about, And what you found out, that you saved a life, and what the importance and what love can do. It's a wonderful thing. So, you know, that's what we do here. We have something for everyone because we're about education. We stress unification and the importance of collaboration here. And we're here to inspire and inform and educate you as we're inspiring, informing, and educating ourselves. See, it's a two-way mirror here. We have to stay
it's
in balance. Yes, we have
a circle.
To stay in
it definitely
balance.
Is a circle.
Yes,
and we want to. I want to touch on a couple more things. I'm gonna shorten them up, but very important, very important, my dear one. Suicide is on its high. Okay, might not hear about it, a lot about it, but it's going down, and we want to, you see, say something. So. See, you got to start looking with your eyes, listening with your ears. You see, like I talked to this young man. You know, I make it known. You know, I don't come real loud, but you know if I've been around. Those who know me, they know if I've been in a room. And they'll say, "Ain't nobody gonna be calling my phone. What's your bad girl?" Oh yeah, I was there. You know. So I say that to say, when you go somewhere, you're around your family. You got people who are not able to. Be around family too much. Once you got that COVID stamp on you, your family. Maybe you shouldn't come by no more. See, that's when people start, pumping the brakes, and those shut-ins out there, that you think nobody cares. Dial 211, honey. Dial 211. Say, hey, I what you need? You need food delivered to you. You need. What you need, you need to what programs do you need to apply for to get whatever service, you dial 211, they'll direct you. And if you need to talk to somebody, if you need to reach out, if you're going through something terrible, and there's been a lot of relationships busting up, a lot of marriages, a lot of relationships busting up.
I understand. I hear about them.
You can't be with so many stupid MFs, you know what I'm saying? So. Hey, you get to that one time, one more time, and they're gonna say it too. So, don't let words. You see, words. What is the argument that important? Is the words that's an argument that important, or is what you're talking about something that it's been brought up, talked about. And let it go, and just hopefully it don't happen again. And because we're imperfect, it might happen again. But is it worth you saying harmful words to someone that you say you love? Say you shared vows with, or a child, a niece or nephew that you say you love, or a parent you say you love, or a grandparent, anybody. Disrespectfulness is not unacceptable on any level. But
no, you people don't like
you see, this is what's leading to a lot of these suicides, you see. And all this, I just got to steal somebody's car. The hype is itching. It's a material thing. You get another one.
I don't want
to. That's what that was. But I don't want people to be, thinking that, to just wilding out, you see. Don't get bored and start beating and carrying on, walk away. Don't get
That's
so
true.
Sad and so into darkness that you don't want to breathe no more.
That's
your
true.
Breath is important. You are here for important. There is a call of duty that you, and only you, have it in you to start, to do, to mix, or get involved with. And if you're not around to do that, you see, then that blessing won't be carried. So please, if you're feeling any kind of way, just talk to somebody.
Reach out. And I'm not going to cut you off because we can go a whole nother hour on this one. But,
I just really wanted to touch that on to my loved ones. There's a lot going on. And we really should be staying in as much as you can. Really. We really, really, really should, my loved ones. Stay in.
I don't have enough hazmat suits over here. to wear.
See?
But as I said, we got to get out to those polls. We got our work cut out in front of us because all this stuff is coming. And we'll talk about this more on Monday, if you choose to, the things and the events that are going to happen over the weekend and the things that we did not get to. But the most important thing is that we need to stay on the positive. We need to stay in the space of love. Stay aware, as you say, and to listen. And don't be afraid to accept praise, and don't be afraid to give it, because that will take a person to the next level. Everyone likes to be uplifted and not called a bunch of names. See, my rubber plant over here can't talk back to me. And so if it does, it has to go. And anyone else that's in my presence, I say keep it positive and you make it happen. And that's where I keep it. So if I see that little twist or that little imbalance, then I put on my hazmat suit and I take me a drive, okay? Because I'm not going to go through it, because someone has to be the one to walk away. And on that note, Angie, we going to close it out for the Find It Out Friday.
Okay.
I'm going to let you know that we're going to pick this up on Monday. Don't forget, I got my notes over here, because it's, when you start talking about that love is a deep subject, but we must live and breathe and be love. And start with yourself.
And my last word?
Yes.
The last word I want to put out for this weekend, my loved one, step out on faith. Do something.
Step
say
out
something.
On faith. I'm writing it out. Okay. Step out on faith.
And do something positive. Say something positive.
Say
reach out by phone. Write you some letters. Drop some cards in the mail to someone somewhere, and say, "Hey, this is from my heart to yours."
Yeah.
And I you know what? All those leaders out there, we want for a better tomorrow. You know, we gotta those positions that need to be replaced. We gotta pray. We gotta pray for those dark people. Pray
they
change
got to go.
For the betterment of the end, and that things will be better off for us. We're going through a pandemic. Let's pray that all the things that we need will be met. You know, the stimulus, things that we need to happen, we need to pray.
We're going to have it. And on that note, I got to go on that, and we will talk on Monday.
Good night.
Good night. I love you, Angie. Please be safe out there. I'll talk with you later. Love you. Find it out on Friday with Angie. Thank you so much. Listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann.
Left behind, 'cause I'll be loving.